You had another matter you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I happened to get from our friends down at the town hall the Board of Selectmen agenda for Tuesday, and I noted there's an item on here from Joe DiRocco to discuss a letter to the town manager from Superintendent Stone regarding clarification of erroneous information. So I figured you probably know more about that than us. So
there has been from a variety of places a constant piece of misinformation about the way the school department used the supplemental appropriation from the November town meeting in 2013. When the
13.
Town, it was, I think it was December 13.
Yeah,
November
so.
13, excuse me. When we were asked, when I was asked how the money was going to, how the schools would like to use the money, the first response was, well, technology. We're desperate for improvements in technology. We then went and took that $100,000 and used it for technology, for hardware improvements in the schools. We specifically bought interactive whiteboard projectors for every elementary classroom up through grade 8, actually. We bought 84 of them with that money, as well as some ancillary supplies to go along with it. But there's been a constant comment through town, and it's not from one place, it's not from two places. It's been multiple people who have said that we said we were going to use it on hardware, but we used it on staffing. We used it on hardware, and I simply wanted to provide clarity to the town manager that we did indeed take that $100,000, create a separate line so we could track it, and use it for technology hardware.
Do we know how that misperception got out? I mean, I know
I've heard
pretty much everybody
thing.
Involved,
yeah.
And I don't know anybody that would intentionally make up a lie about any town department, not just yours. So I guess I'm trying to figure out how this whole cloud occurred.
I have no idea, and frankly, from the beginning, I've said we were going to use the dollars for technology installation.
And this was last fall?
It started two years ago. Very shortly after the appropriation.
So fiscal 2013. Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah, I believe so. It was November 13, so it was 2.5 years ago.
Right. It's interesting. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, this.
So that's just clarification of what you actually spent those dollars on. That's what that piece of correspondence is about.
And to attach to it, to make sure that that it wasn't just words, I attached the quote for the materials. I attached the purchase order. I attached the bill, and I attached the check that we actually sent to the company for the materials.
Yeah,
it's all there in black and white. That we indeed used $100,000. For the technology upgrades that we said we were going to use.
And I believe this was actually in reaction to, we heard it again at one of the selectmen meetings recently. So we figured might as well just, you know,
but that wasn't
stop
even,
the discussion.
But that wasn't even the trigger for the letter to the town manager. It had come up again. And the state was here about 2 months ago to do a large audit of the school system. They were here for a week. And they heard it from people. And that's the point where I said, you know, I want to make sure that we're clear that we are using the dollars. And I showed the state the same paperwork that I eventually turned over to the town manager.
It'll be interesting to see the conversation that takes place this week because, I mean, I know if it's DiRocco that wants to talk about it, he is not the kind of person that would make something up. So somehow he believes it. It's just a matter of how we got to that point and how the information, because a lot of times the problems across town, if you will, are the result of information that doesn't travel well. And I don't know. I'm not blaming one side or the other. I'm just saying I lived through it for a number of years, and there are always things being said that turn out to be not entirely true that get worse.
And I just want to be clear. This was not... I did not generate this letter to the town manager because of Mr. DiRocco or any one individual. It was that this was coming up again from multiple places.
Well, when the state auditors ask you about it...
Correct. And that's really...
You definitely got to clarify it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting subject. You had a state audit come in. Isn't the school committee still looking at an outside audit as well?
We are. They had charged me with looking at and developing an RFP to look at a full audit. We would expect the state audit to come back in the next few weeks in draft form and the final one in about a month. That's a comprehensive audit of the school system, the finances, the operations. They actually went into 65 classrooms and watched instruction. So a much deeper audit than would just be the operations of the school system. But we're still developing that RFP.
Okay.
It's budget season, so it's been a little slower than I would have really liked.
What happens with the results of that audit?
It'll be discussed in public session and be published, and we'll put it on the website.
How far away?
Published. Great.
Realistically, from the state, we'll get a final report at the end of May or June, hopefully. The state doesn't necessarily follow the tightest timelines and things like this.
No, gee. They've got so many resources themselves, you know.
Well, we don't know if that's actually true or whether somebody said that and it's been...
I have no comment on that.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see that survey.
You know. Yeah. Well, no, it certainly would be. I mean, from where I sit, I don't hear a lot of negative comments about the Draycott school system. There's some people out there that like to chew on it,
yeah.
But, I mean, it is what it is. It's, you know, with limited resources, I have always felt that the district does a pretty good job. So,
I think that the success of our graduates demonstrates the value added we provide from the time the child enters kindergarten through high school. It's all due to the teachers and the administrators in the building who
right.
are doing a great job with
right.
the students
right.
with the resources they have at hand.
Right, and I don't know that you know the answer to this. I was asked during the week, and I kind of spit something out anecdotally on the air about it, and I think I'm right. I mean, our school teachers aren't paid more than other school teachers.
No, in fact, the last analysis we did had, with an average number, well, our teachers were about 6% below the regional average, Merrimack Valley, excluding the cities, which would have a higher pay rate anyway, but the suburban community
6%
is about 6%
below. So, you know, I would anticipate police officers, firefighters, town hall staff are probably at about the same level.
Same, yeah.
So, because there are people that say, well, let them, you know, as it relates to the override, they, you know, well, if we're going to kick in, why don't they? Well, I think you can make the case that it is not the fault of the town employees that we're in the position we're in. And it's just a hard reality related to the Merrimack River, where Draycott is,
mm-hmm.
how convenient we are to get to, all of those things that, you know, make our revenue base inadequate to provide the yeah. services we're providing. So,
and we struggle with that on an annual basis, retaining teachers who can go
right.
15 miles away and make 25% to 40% more. So we try to make the environment as positive as we can and provide
right.
the supports
yeah.
we can provide.
But
do you have demographics of how many teachers actually live within Draycott or within a short distance?
The last number I knew is about 53% of the employees live in Draycott, or 58%. I don't have the number for the teachers off the top of my head, but yeah. I would assume it would be relatively
similar. It's important to get out in the conversation about the demographics.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that the businesses that are in the same geographic area suffer for the same reasons that the town does. It's just, and I don't know how anybody's ever going to solve that problem mm-hmm. for us, but the economics of the town of Draycott are hampered by its location. And one of your predecessors, Chris Deolis, who was a friend of mine, and we negotiated many, many school budgets together. He just referred to it as an accident of geography.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I mean, that kind of spells it out where we struggle to do things.
I completely agree. And if you just compare us with Burlington, Burlington has the same size school system that Draycott does, same number of schools, same number of students. They have $10 million more dollars in their operating budget. And it's
yeah.
all about the mall and the strips
right.
That are adjacent to
it. And the highways going through. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. There's no question. And you could also do the same comp with Tewksbury, because Tewksbury's got the same population that we have to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And if you break out their municipal expenses, including the schools, I think they spend, last time I looked, the number was $5 million more in education than Draycott does.
Yeah, it's about $3,000 more per student that they have.
Right. Yeah. So when you look at those factors, you know, it's going to be an ongoing struggle with a 9% commercial tax base to do
mm-hmm.
it. No, you know, it's just there are things that could happen in the future to change it. The people are being asked to make up some for some financial inadequacy in our revenue base, and whether or not they do that is, I think, their evaluation of things, but and their ability to pay. But on the other side of things, this whole economic development piece, I said to the superintendent earlier that my last term in the Board of Selectmen, we licensed a gas-fired power plant that was never built because of energy policy coming out of the federal government. $6 million a year was the amount of money that we received, would have received. Now, they're only looking for, what, $1 million out of the override?
Yes.
And the...
And only half of that for the schools.
And to the rest right. of it, if you look at what the tri-board identified as the problem... It's more in the $2.5 to $3 million range.
Exactly.
$6 million would have made us in a very good place. So, you know, Drake, it's either going to continue to nitpick or it's going to have to hit a home run somewhere along the line. And I have always felt that the conditions are there for an opportunity for something big like that. But if Drake is ever going to change, it's going to be by some kind of a significant industrial-scale economic development piece. Mm. Otherwise, it's going to be, you know, the same thing over and over as it has been for as long as I've known the town government. So.